Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:43, 17 before 8, Friday morning, March 31st, Friday mornings. That means it's time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. The word for the day is amortization, which is a kind of weird word. But if you can safely access jeffersonfinancial.org, and then you'll see in the middle of the page, financial calculators. You click on that tab, and then from that point, you go to loans and credit calculators, and you'll find amortizing loans right up there, and then you can play along. And now, if you can't do that right now, you can download the Odyssey app. Then, when you get a chance, rewind and listen to Mark Rosa, and then go through the calculator at your own leisure. So with that, Mark, the floor is yours. Tell us about loan amortization.
Well, first of all, Tommy, amortization schedule is you know, those are words that keep you popular at cocktail parties. You know, everybody wants to hear you explain these things. You're the life of the party. You know,
let's go over there. Mark is talking
about
loan amortization.
About loan amortization. Sure. Everybody else is wondering why. Yes. So that's all right.
Super Bowl? No, turn that off.
No.
Mark's talking about loan amortization, for God's sake.
That's it. It's popular, I'm telling you. Yeah. Dangerously popular.
But it is important.
It is important, Tom, because from a managing your money standpoint, you have people over my career in banking. You know, the people will come in and say, because they'll posture it such that to borrow any money, they'll say, what is my monthly payment? That I can deal with, that I can understand. Loan amortization is to the uninitiated. They feel like it gets too complicated and too much to explain. Just tell me what my payment is. But the danger of that is, well, you've got a higher than normal interest rate that might be being applied to the calculation. There's a interest rate that maybe you shop around and you could do better with that pricing. And too many times I've seen, well, okay, your payment is $400 a month. Oh, that's fantastic. I could afford that. I was preparing for a little bit more than that. So I'm pleasantly surprised. Let it roll out the door. Well, what this calculator will do is aid in that process to say, well, is that really the best one for you? Maybe you could pay a little bit more and save yourself some money with an amortization approach to show you how that money is being distributed. When you're borrowing money from any financial institution, believe it or not, they want the money back, and then they want to get paid the interest.
Really?
So when you make it, well, I know it's this thing that just slipped through.
Yeah.
But the schedule will show how the principal and interest is being applied on what's called the level basis. Level meaning you're going to pay the same payment every month. People are most comfortable with that. And then it's going to show you throughout the entire process, all the way to the last payment, going principal and interest. We had on separate segments that you kind of wanted to, we were doing something else, but this is a way to back into that and actually see what the difference is, put in an interest rate, put in the term, the number of payments, and we'll get that a lot. Loan officers especially are getting that over the phone. Somebody call in and say, well, give me, you know, I'm looking at this car. It's $30,000. Give me a couple of scenarios. What if I finance it for 48 months? The interest rate might be a little bit less than if you finance it for 60 months. There's a trade-off. What if you want to go 72 months, and that's what you want, and that's what's comfortable with you, and that's what makes sense for you, and that's okay? Well, then you're going to see an incremental difference in the interest that you pay because you're using the money longer. So there's no optimum other than the optimum for the person. And this will go both ways in terms of you could put in, it will say calculate at the top, and you could put in payment. Then you're putting in the loan amount, what interest rate you were quoted, or something that you want to do a what if on. And incidentally, I heard from somebody say, well, you got to be a member of the credit union to use a calculator. No, it's free.
No.
It's free for the public. You don't have to be a member of the credit union. It'd be great if you are, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Go play with the calculators. You can't ruin it. You can't make it mad at you. You're not going to damage your computer. It's all just for the public's use. And then, okay, so back to this. So then you go to the term in months, which is also a variable. You can move these things around. It will then calculate a monthly payment. Or you could go the other way. I want to put a monthly payment that's comfortable for me. And then it's going to calculate the loan amount, again, under the inputs that you're adding. So there's only four inputs. It's not like you're adding 60 inputs and get confused in the process. It's just the four main ones. And then it'll show you the high line balances, you know, how much you're going to pay over the term of the loan. How much interest you're paying, how much principal you're paying, what your payment is. And then you're clicking on, there's a tab at the top that says View Report, and there would be your amortization schedule. For any of our listeners that have ever bought a house, you get this amortization schedule over the 360 payments. And you're thinking, you know, this is gibberish right now. I haven't even made my first payment, and it's mapping out all 360. You have different days of the month, you know, if it's done over a set period, let's say a 30-day month from a consistency standpoint, well, you've got the rounding errors and the little differences that if you pay one day early or if you're paying one day late, you have this incremental change in that to not adhere exactly to the amortization schedule. It's meant to be a guide. And I also want to say, Tommy, with this is simple interest is the best interest calculation method. It's a method. It's a calculation process. That's the name of it, simple interest. And credit unions are required by law to charge only under that method. And it's the most accommodating to the consumer. So we have to use simple interest. You have the banking world that's got other flexibilities. They do a lot of commercial work far more than credit unions do. And they could have, if anybody's ever heard of, the add-on method, the discount method, the rule of 78, those things are ways to calculate interest or ways to calculate payments, but they're not always the most efficient and the most economical to the consumer. So simple interest is the one to go, and that's where the calculators are drawn to because that's what I have to adhere to by law. But it's the best one for the consumer. The best one to use. Yeah, leave it there.
So I'm looking at a calculator, and if I want to buy a fully loaded Mercedes, which makes me wonder who's driving these cars, say I put down, it's $120,000, say I put down $30,000, I'm financing $90,000 at a 5% interest rate. Can I get that?
Yes.
On a car? Okay.
Yeah, at a 5%.
And I'm going to finance it for 84 months.
Might not be able to get 5% for 84 months.
All right. Well, how many months?
72? Well, if you want to put 60 months down,
let's put 60.
Okay. Right. I was going to do 84 to entertain ourselves.
Well, I did already, but let me calculate this. So,
okay,
if I'm financing $90,000 over 5 years, I'm going to be paying about round numbers at 5%, $1,700 a month. That's going to be the note.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah.
For 5 years. And then the total interest on that, $11,904. And that just makes me wonder, I guess people... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, and that's the cheapest it can be. That under the simple interest method, that's the cheapest that the interest could be. And if you like your Mercedes with, you know, eight doors on each side or whatever it is for $120,000, that's about $12,000 in interest over that time. And you're saying, well, maybe I need to do 48 months for 7% interest of those types of things. It's going to make your payment go up incrementally, but the total amount of interest that you're paying over the course of the loan is obviously going to be less. The finance charge to you. And, you know, Tom, some people are saying, well, no, I want more time, and I'm okay with the finance charge being incrementally different from the shorter term. And if that's what they want, that's what makes the world go round. But at least we can see it in advance and better understand where your money is going and how that's being applied against the purchase you're going to make. And all too, I'll just reiterate this, and I know people heard me say it a moment ago, but it's all too common. Somebody's ignoring the ingredients and just saying, just tell me what my payment is. Mm-hmm. And if it's ringing a bell in my head that's comfortable, I'll go with it. And it might be, well, it is a comfortable payment, but your term is too long. You're paying mm-hmm. that way too long. Do you really want, you know, a 96-month car loan? That we don't have, but some people have it. I've seen 144-month car loans by some lenders. 12 years.
Some of these top-of-the-line pickups will run $70,000. So if you put $20,000 down, you're financing $50,000. Say you want to pay for it over 5 years, and you got a 5% interest rate. That's why this calculator is so valuable to play with. Your note's going to be $943.56 a month. That's not covering insurance. That's just...
No, that's not your insurance. That's obviously not putting fuel in it. That's obviously not buying tires for it. That you're going to need a battery within the 5 years.
And the other thing, Mark...
You know, those types of things. So
I
mean, that's
say,
just the reality of
it. Is that by 5 years' time, you're probably going to be repairing a water pump or doing something else, too. Maybe you got some other...
Very possibly, yeah. That's you know, so that all goes into a person's debt ratio, and just understanding that you have everything requires maintenance, and certainly vehicles do. Boats, all those, any kind of vehicle requires a certain level of maintenance. But this, at least, I mean, you know, just to give people tools to understand something before they go out and to dealerships and get enamored over a certain product or a vehicle that they have. You will be well armed before you start your shopping. That's the idea of this.
The idea of signing up for 5 years at $1,000 a month makes me sit up at night in bed screaming, Mark. I can't even imagine it. I can't fathom it.
Well, yeah, you have, I guess, what the industry would call sticker shock. That's a more routine, like you say, in pickup trucks. Somebody could spend $100,000. Without a whole lot of effort on a pickup, and some years ago, you and I old enough to know, you would never approach that type of amount on like a utility type vehicle, unless it was a big commercial thing. But that's gotten into it, and that's what they cost.
I have what the industry would call a 2014 CRV that's paid for that gets me quite nicely from where I'm headed to where I'm going, and I have no intention of buying anything. Thank you, Mark. This is a nice calculator.
A
pleasure. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're talking
Monday
when we take a look a week at the head of Wall Street, managing your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Arm yourself with the information. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org and find the amortization calendar, and you'll be able to get an idea of what you're going to pay. $755. Matter of fact, text me at 504-260-1870. Let me know what you're driving. If it's financed, how much are you paying and for how long? Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.